The House has now adopted the report. The report recommends a reprimand. A reprimand in the House is a public act aimed at ensuring that discipline is meted out fairly, transparently, and applied consistently. I hereby now issue the reprimand, and I request the member to stand whilst I issue it. Honorable Kekana, the charge of breach of the Code of Ethical Conduct and disclosures of members' interest for Assembly and Permanent Council member, which you have been found guilty of by this House, is serious. In terms of the Constitution, before members begin to perform their functions, they must pledge faithfulness to the Republic and obedience to the Constitution. They pledge to also obey, respect, and uphold the Constitution and all other law of the Republic, and to perform their functions as a member to the best of their ability. The Code of Ethical Conduct and Disclosures of Members' Interest is intended to provide a set of ethics, principles, and values for members in relation to which decisions, actions, or judgments can be made when discharging their duties and responsibilities. It comprises such minimum ethical standards of behavior that are expected of public representatives, including upholding propriety, integrity, and ethical values in their conduct. Members must strive to abide by and uphold these standards. One of the principles, namely integrity, requires that members steadfastly avoid placing themselves under any financial or other obligation to any outside individual or organization where this creates a conflict or potential conflict of interest with his or her role as member. You have fallen short of this and breached the code by not disclosing the benefit that accrued to you and which had the potential to create a conflict of interest as a member. As a member of this House and as a public representative, the code further clearly stipulates that its purpose is to create public trust and confidence in public representatives and protect the integrity of Parliament. Your actions had the potential to erode both public trust in Parliament and the integrity of the institution. Where a member is in doubt as to whether any financial interest must be disclosed or not, the member must at all times act in good faith and err on the side of caution by disclosing such interest in the interest of transparency and to hold the public's trust, faith, and confidence. Members are required to fill out their disclosures fully every year. You had the obligation and duty to do this, and you did not do so. As a member, you should always make an effort to act in accordance with the set of ethics, principles, or values contained in the code to ensure transparency in the way you perform your functions and guarantee that you remain accountable as a public representative. Failure by members to do so effectively hinders Parliament's efforts to build and uphold public trust, faith, and confidence in democratic institutions such as ours. I thank you, Honorable Member. You may be seated.